I'm here in Battersea with Martin Linton. Martin, can you tell me about this constituency?
Well, of course, Battersea was Labour even before the Labour Party existed. We've had a Labour MP since 1892, although in those days the party was called the Battersea Labour League. And we've had a Labour MP pretty well continuously for 100 years until 1987, when the Conservatives won it and held it for a couple of elections, and we won it back famously in 1997. And we're now holding it with a majority of 163. It's the fifth smallest majority in the country. Obviously, the truth is that the Battersea has changed an awful lot, and it's become a bit of a chalk and cheese constituency. A lot of the old working class estates still here, but the price of housing has gone up enormously, and new people who want to move into Battersea need to have kind of £200,000 mortgages. So you get the opposites here, but the place still works really as a community. A lot of people like living here. They like the mix, they like the diversity, and the result is that we have very close elections. Keeps me on my toes. It's very good for me.
You've been the MP since 1997, for 13 years. How much have you seen the concerns and the issues of the voters change?
Well, I think the main concerns of the voters have, during this time, they've always been public transport, affordable housing and crime. And I'm glad to say this government has done a lot to address all of those issues. We've seen huge improvements in public transport, huge reduction in crime with the advent of safer neighbourhood teams, and a fair amount of affordable housing has been built, although nothing like as much as we need really to help local people stay in the area. And we've seen a transformation of the schools and the health service, which has been wonderful. So I think a lot of people are very recognise that very much. We've run a number of campaigns locally around getting Clutton Junction linked to the Tube. That's probably been the most important one, getting lifts in the stations, getting new health centres. One is just being built outside Clutton Junction station now. Getting the secondary schools rebuilt, that's a very big bonus. Getting the local college, South Thames College, rebuilt. We've also campaigned against huge high-rise buildings which developers have tried to put into Clapham Junction and Wandsworth Town Centre. So a lot of those campaigns have gone very much in our favour, and a lot of people are supporting us really because of our success on these local campaigns. But clearly you can't win a general election on local campaigns alone. We need to be doing well nationally as well as locally. And I've always thought that as the election approached, as we got through the recession, the opinion polls would get closer. And indeed, they're on track, really. We're over the recession. We've seen the polls get closer. And as people are looking more carefully at David Cameron and George Osborne and thinking what they'd be like in government, they are less and less inclined to vote for them. I've spoken this afternoon to one or two people who voted Conservative the last few elections but don't want to do so now. They're by no means unique. So the election is definitely coming towards us, but we do recognise, as the fifth most marginal seat in the country, in an election that up until a few months ago the Conservatives were expected to win easily, it's a huge uphill battle. But we've got a very motivated team, volunteers coming in from all over South London and further afield, and we really got the bit between our teeth, and we think we can do it.
Martin, thank you very much.